This morning I've got Melissa Aronson and Pam Randles with me. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
You are both with the Earth Day Ad Hoc Committee, and you're here to talk to us about Earth Day, which of course was last Tuesday, but as they say, every day is Earth Day, and there are still lots of Earth Day week activities going on today and tomorrow, which we'll talk about in just a moment. But first, can you tell me, what is Earth Day?
Well, Steve, Earth Day started in about 1970, and it's a chance for people to get together to celebrate Mother Earth and to exchange information and to learn how to live more lightly on the Earth.
Like your carbon imprint and stuff like that, which is a term that people are really throwing around a lot these days.
Carbon footprint, right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Footprint, right. See, I don't even know. I need to know more. People might be surprised, but I did mine on online on a website, a couple different websites recently. And even though I do try pretty hard and I think I'm pretty good, didn't turn out, the results were not good.
I think we all get surprised by that because most people are trying harder and harder to do better at those kinds of things and to decrease their carbon footprint, but we really use a lot. And some of it's not direct use, it's indirect use, and we don't see it.
Right.
And so the awareness helps, and that's part of what Earth Day does.
Sure, a chance to kind of reassess, are you really part of the solution or part of the problem or what?
Right.
And actually, through our Earth Day events, we're going to have a couple of computers set up at the library with a display board with some websites so that people can go in and take a look at their carbon footprint and analyze it from different agencies that have set up analyses.
I was surprised. I don't drive much. I have, energy-efficient appliances in my home. Mm-hmm. I use as much wood heat as opposed to oil and recycle and all these things. And it still came up, if everybody lived like me, we'd need 7.5 planets. That's not very... that's like...
It's hard in Alaska.
So I need to try harder.
Alaskan's carbon footprint is about 4 times the national average carbon footprint, and that's in part because of all of the flying that we do, and also because of the transportation to bring in food.
Right. You can't have an orange from your backyard here, period.
Right. So many things get shipped in.
Right. And even though they're shipped into other places too, it's not that far and not on a big gas, oil, diesel guzzling barge.
Right.
Yeah, and of course heating is a big issue on the carbon footprint. So well-insulated homes reduce carbon footprint quite a bit.
Right, right.
Well, and we all use a lot of vehicles in Alaska here. We use boats and snow machines and cars and that sort of thing. So that also ups the ante.
And they've got a four-wheel drive.
Right.
At least half of the year. Okay, now what is the Earth Day Ad Hoc Committee and how did this come together?
The committee started, a couple of us got together actually last year and decided that we'd like to have an Earth Day event, and so we contacted people from some of the groups in town that work in similar venues and other individuals that we thought might be interested, and we had last year's Earth Day. Then we took that group of people and contacted them again this year to see who was interested and identified other people that might be and ran into some others on the sidewalk and
roped people in the library.
That's what I thought I
found Pam in the stacks and called people, and we did put an announcement in the paper and on the radio inviting anybody that wanted to participate to come to one of our planning meetings, and we've had 3 or 4 of those. So it's been a very open process that a few of us just got this thing started, and here we go.
And it wasn't that long ago either that we put that on the radio. You guys accomplished quite a bit here. Now, of course, Earth Day was last Tuesday, and like I said before, every day is Earth Day. Every day I wake up, I'm standing on this planet, so or laying on a bed that's on this planet or something. Let's talk about these activities. Now, today, you've got some ongoing activities, and let's talk about this. There's chances, and most of this is happening at the library. If not, we'll let people know where else it is, but you can just assume that the library is a good place to go. You were talking about doing an energy audit and carbon footprint on a computer program, so people will be able to do that as well. You also have some other displays down there. Tell me about the displays.
Okay, the displays will include, as we said, the one on carbon footprint, and then also website where people can learn how to do a home energy audit and also websites for looking for green collar jobs for people who are thinking about careers in the near and long term future, high school kids, junior high folks, people who are thinking about careers here. We're going to give them some websites with some information there. And then we will have some other displays up, information from the Peak Oil Task Force and others that people might wish to bring in. So that will be set up in the community room in the library with a couple of computers.
We've got sort of three rooms going simultaneously in the library. There'll be the one room with the displays in it and information for people and things for people to look at that will be out all the time. And then another room in the back there will be movies, so we'll have ongoing films of an Earth Day nature of that type. And then the conference room will be used for a series of concurrent sessions. So we've got a lot going all at once.
See, I see here there's also going to be displays involving vermiculture. What's vermiculture?
Worms.
Worms?
Yeah. Worms, yes.
Long, slim, slimy ones?
Yeah, big, fat, juicy ones.
Okay.
And how to raise them and make beautiful soil. And the beautiful soil then makes beautiful plants.
Right, right. Worms are good. And recycling tips. Mm-hmm. We've got a big recycling program here. There's a lot of people involved in that.
Right.
And a lot of people that may not be necessarily green collar folks are still recycling because, heck, it just saves you money on your garbage bill, if nothing else.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a very good response on recycling in this community. We're happy with that and continuing to increase that. In fact, one of the display boards that we'll have up will show what Haynes Friends of Recycling is doing and the things that we've added in just in the last year.
Great.
Quite a bit.
It's easy, it's fun, it's good. So you've got some films, but you got the schedule still working on that. Children's activities. What can the kids do?
We're going to have a couple of people, Kathy Friedel and Melina G, and I'm not going to even try to pronounce her last name, from the library, and I think Holly, but maybe Holly doesn't know that yet, are going to be doing programs for the kids in the kids' room. So there'll be coloring and activities and different things appropriate for different ages of kids. The older kids, of course, will want to take part in all of the other regular activities.
Okay, and then you've got some timed events here from 1 to 2 p.m. There's a Birdathon with Pam Randles. Pam, maybe you should tell me about that.
Right. Birdathons are essentially recreational competitive birding.
Wow. I had no idea there was such a thing.
Yeah, well, the original Birdathon started as fundraisers for Audubon,
right,
but they get sort of tweaked locally. And what we've done here in Haynes, this is the third annual, and what we've done here in Haynes is just whoever wants to go out as a family, as a team, the summer guides go out for one 24-hour period during a designated week and see how many different types, different species of birds you can count. And then you see who gets the most. And again, mostly that's fun. We end with a picnic at late afternoon, early evening meal. And we have the fun, but then we also keep a database of all of the migratory birds that are coming through over the years. And it gives an idea about changes. And there have been several birds in the last 5 years or so who've showed up for the first time ever in Haynes.
Wow.
So there are changes that are happening. So it gives us that kind of a data. But mostly, it's just fun. It's an excuse to go outside and walk around in the woods or walk along the shore,
right,
and have fun with the family.
There's some mutated beaks and stuff out there.
Yeah, too. There are. There are. They're showing up quite a few of those.
Mm-hmm. And I'll bet Tim Shields is really sorry he's missing that, because I know he's a big birder.
Right.
But he's turtling right
now.
He's
turtling, yes.
Yeah, okay. It's another story for another time. We'll have to talk to those people when they get back, too. Now, and then also from 1 to 3 p.m., it's Pump 'em Up Tire Pressure Check. This is an interesting one, I think, because how often do people actually check the pressure in their tires, and do they know how important, what a difference this could make to have proper tire pressure?
Right. So from 1 to 3 in the parking lot across the street from the library, we're going to be doing a tire pressure check. We think that there are probably a few people in Haynes that would like to be able to save money by saving fuel. And this is a good way to do that.
Proper tire pressure also will extend the life of your tires, which is made from petroleum-based products as well.
There you go.
1245 to 145, Yukon Tourist Conference, Sustainability and Tourism Panel at the Chilkat Center for the Arts. That's a mouthful, but that's our friends from Canada are going to be down here having their conference.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right, and they're going to be looking at sustainable tourism, and that conference will be going on all weekend, and there is a fee for most of the conference, but this particular panel on sustainable tourism will be open to the public.
Oh, good.
And I'll be the representative from Haines that will be sitting on that panel.
What is sustainable tourism?
Sustainable tourism kind of comes to the whole concept of what sustainability is, mm-hmm. and that is meeting the needs of this generation without destroying the needs of future generations. So sustainable tourism is how you can have responsible tourism that doesn't negatively affect that which you go to see. So if you go, for instance, to see eagles, and in the process of going to see the eagles, you destroy the eagle habitat,
right,
then that's not sustainable tourism.
Stay on the trails, for example. And if you need to know more about that, well, you can just go to the conference.
There you go.
Okay.
That's a big topic.
As with all of these things here. And then gardening for all ages, planting seeds and all that with...
That's going to be headed up by Henriette Aronson and Kathleen Friedel.
Okay. And what's going on there?
Well, they're going to be planting some just for kids or anyone who comes to take plants home for their own gardens, but also they're looking at the new school, which needs some landscaping, and there's been some discussion about that landscaping and what it's going to look like. And so they want to do some planting for that, but also afterward pull people together who are interested in making a design for the landscaping for the school and trying to figure out a system for, you know, how that landscaping is going to be done. So they got permission to go ahead and have that planning session at the library this Saturday, today.
Wow. So that's Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Today.
And
there's still tomorrow ongoing activities. Again, you've got the displays, you got the worms, alternative energy sources, recycling tips, more films, children's activities. And at 1 o'clock, Southeast Alaska Co-op Weather Observations by Paul Swift. What's this about?
Well, Paul takes the weather data for Haines and turns it in and has been doing that for years. And he's been seeing trends and he's been seeing what kinds of things happen and how much snow we get and how much rain we get and that sort of thing. And people have expressed an interest in learning a little bit more about what kind of climate trends are happening here, because we keep hearing about climate change.
Right.
You know, but is it really happening? And Paul's the guy that knows that.
Right.
And so he's going to bring some of the information that he gathers so he can tell people what kind of data we're keeping here in Haines,
mm-hmm.
and then also trends that he's noticed over right. the years and, you know, what kinds of things maybe are changing or not.
And he spends a lot of time just outside in general, too.
A lot of time. He really knows the country.
So, yeah, he's a very knowledgeable amateur meteorologist, I suppose.
As well as hiker extraordinaire.
Exactly. Try keeping up with that guy.
Really?
It'll be interesting to see connections between Paul's weather observations and Pam's birdathon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because as climate changes, we see different species of birds.
Right. And we've been sharing data. Paul and I have been sharing data. And it's a short time span yet to make any sort of generalizations about that, but, you know, to sort of see how those two sets of patterns follow each other. And if we are getting warmer or snowier, or when the snow leaves, when it comes, and when likewise when the birds come and go and that sort of thing, we may be able to see some trends over time by collecting the data.
And then at 2 to 3 o'clock, we'll be talking to Mikhail Denker about renewable energy transportation, electric and hydrogen-powered vehicles, electric bikes, recycled bikes, all this kind of stuff. I guess that kind of covers it. But
Tim June will be working with him
mm-hmm.
On the presentation, and they're going to be looking at all kinds of alternative energy and alternative transportation systems that exist in town or are under development, so that everybody can have some ideas about, again, how to reduce carbon footprint.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to have some examples of some of these bikes there for people to try out. Some of the reclining bikes, and there's an electric bike. And, you know, so there'll be some things for people to look at, some technologies.
Is Van Tabler's bike going to be down there?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, he built that himself.
It's an amazing looking thing. I'd love to see how it goes.
It's an ungodly amount of miles per gallon he gets off of that thing, too, because you have to go down there and find out how many miles per gallon to get to that and see if he'll build one for you.
Well, and I think that's part of the aim here is to bring more of those kinds of bicycles here to Haines.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now we got another Danker, not Mikhail, but Mike Danker from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And this Mike Danker is the Mike Danker that's always talking about Peak Oil, who happens to work at an oil distributor. And he's got a lot of inside information and his the Haynes Energy Task Force as well. So he'll be talking.
Right. Mike will be sharing the recommendations from the Peak Oil Task Force and then leading a discussion about that. So there's a number of different things that we see will carry forward from our Earth Day activities. The Birdathon will carry forward, the gardening project will carry forward, and then hopefully all of these things regarding renewable energy and transportation and the Peak Oil Task Force recommendations will move forward into the future.
I got to ask you about these activities. It's a lot of stuff going on. How much does it cost to attend any of these activities?
It's free.
Free?
Free.
$0.
Everything is free. $0.
Right. And you're going to learn how to save money on most of these too, if not all.
That's right.
That's the idea.
So you can't afford not to go.
That would be my thought.
Yeah. Okay.
Besides the two of you, who's on the Earth Day Ad Hoc Committee?
Ramona Holmes, one of the hardest working people I know, and Frank Holmes, also one of the hardest working people I know. Kathleen Menke, who led a sustainability discussion on Tuesday night. Henriette Aronson and Mikhail Denker, Mike Denker, Tim June.
We've had several people sort of coming and going and participating in this. And since it's an ad hoc committee, it's kind of a free-flowing membership.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Kathy Friedel, if I didn't mention her. Yeah, so quite a few people. And it's a very open process. We would love to have anybody involved with it who would like to be there. It's some of the others that are going to be doing presentations who haven't been actively involved in the organizing but doing presentations include Paul Swift, for instance. And the police department is helping with, actually, they helped on Tuesday afternoon with a bicycle safety check.
Oh, great.
At the school that we had at after school on Tuesday.
The kids brought their bikes, and there was quite a crowd of kids who came and got their bikes safety checked and won some helmets and water bottles and that sort of thing. And also, they're riding their bikes to school instead of taking cars.
Right. And of course, the Haynesboro Public Library.
The library's been wonderful supporters for all of this event, and we thank them very much once again for providing us a space and all kinds of help with all of the staff and the school. Also, we've had a number of activities that have been going on over at the school, the radio station for doing this.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, this is really a community activity and pulled together by a few people in the community, but we want to involve everybody who wants to participate, and we thank everybody who's assisted us with this.
Well, and that brings me to this. I'm wondering if you're looking for more help this weekend.
There are some things where we could use some help, sure. We just want everybody to come, and if they are coming to a particular session and they have some ideas or some information that they can add to that, bring that along when we get to Sunday afternoon and we're looking at the renewable energy. Anybody that's got some displays that they'd like to bring them along and we'll set those things up. We can use some help with anybody who would like to introduce any of the films that we're going to be showing, and maybe helping with leading discussion on that.
And there's still probably people can help with the tire pressure?
And we could use some help with doing tire pressure, yes.
Okay. Now, what does the future hold for the Earth Day Ad Hoc Committee? Is it is this a year-round thing? Or like it sounds like a lot of people kind of coming and going, and mostly it's just Earth Day, but of course, every day is Earth Day.
Every day is Earth Day. I don't anticipate that the Ad Hoc Committee will continue to meet as an Earth Day Ad Hoc Committee after tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully we will all pull back together again in a year. And a number of these activities have the promise of continuing on and developing into something else.
Sure.
We look for participation.
I think, too,
there.
A lot of the people who are providing presentations and helping out with this have ongoing projects themselves. And they just kind of all intersect
right.
at Earth Day.
Right.
And people show the things that they're doing and make other people in the community aware of that.
Sort of a critical mass, as it
were. Yeah, it's kind of like a momentary intersection where everybody comes together and then continues. There's, you know, efforts with solar energy and wind energy and all kinds of things going on in the community, and what we're trying to do with the Earth Day is highlight some of those things. But a lot of those projects that are showing here are actually ongoing things that people can participate in.
So if somebody was looking to help out this weekend or are interested in ad hoc committee or just have questions and need more information in general, can they give one or both of you a call?
They can, yeah. Or if they want to be participants in any follow-up activities to this. So they can call me at 766-2185, or they can call Ramona Holmes at 766-3721.
Or they can call me at 766-3664.
Or being as if this is all happening like soon, today, just go down to the library.
Drop by the library. Come in and say hello.
Yeah, starting at 1, from 1 until 4:30 both days.
Okay, great. Melissa, Pam, thanks for joining us today, and happy Earth Day week.
Thank you, Steve, and happy Earth Day week to you.
Yes, thank you, and we hope to see lots of people come out.